Scientists believe that the famous red shift shows that the universe started with a big bang. But what if the red shift isn't caused by objects moving away from us? That's what our host, Paul Taylor, will be exploring on today's Creation Moment.
You have no doubt noticed that the pitch of a train whistle changes from the time the train is moving toward you to the time it passes you. This lowering of pitch is an example of the Doppler effect. Light behaves the same way. If the source of light is moving from you with enough speed and you had special equipment, you could measure the red shift of the light. You could even use the amount of red shift you measured to figure out how fast the light source is moving away from you. Of course, you might have a sneaky friend who likes to play tricks. If your friend put a red filter or some type of strong electronic field between you and the light, you would still see a red shift. In this case, you would be making a mistake to think that the light was moving. Evolutionists' arguments for the great age of the universe are based on the assumption that the red shift of starlight is due to the Doppler effect. But if the light is shifted toward the red by any one of several other possible causes, the whole idea of the Big Bang and billions of years is lost. At least one respected scientist has been gathering information that clearly shows that the red shift of starlight is not due to the Doppler effect. His controversial work was described in the January 1988 issue of Popular Science. Once again, the case for the evolutionary view of the universe offers no firm challenge to the history of the universe as recorded in the Word of God.
In addition to the program you just heard, Creation Moments offers a wide range of free resources, such as our Scrambled Scriptures word search puzzles that are a fun activity for your whole family. You'll find it all at creationmoments.com.